The Colorado Department of Health and Environment has released data sets which compare COVID cases for vaccinated and unvaccinated patients. As of August 15th, state data indicates fully vaccinated individuals are almost four times less likely to be hospitalized as compared to individuals not fully inoculated. State data as of July also shows the risk of death from COVID is almost six times higher for those who are unvaccinated. In yesterday's media briefing, the CDPHE also presented data on breakthrough cases by vaccine, with Moderna shots showing the fewest number of breakthrough cases and the one-dose Johnson & Johnson showing the most. Boulder City Council is expected to consider extending an emergency order today, allowing some downtown establishments to continue expanded outdoor dining into the street. The current order ends August 31st and is expected to continue until April 1st. The Daily Camera reports the city is also exploring if an outdoor dining pilot program should be continued post-pandemic. The Colorado Supreme Court will not hear a lawsuit from the Daily Camera newspaper that challenges the University of Colorado's refusal to disclose the finalists for the school president's job. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
On Wednesday, the Daily Camera reported that the court had denied its lawsuit. The Colorado Open Records Act law requires a finalist's identity be publicly disclosed. The Camera had asked the court under that law to determine who is considered a finalist for chief executive jobs of all publicly funded government entities. The Associated Press reports that the court's decision, in spite of the law, the university and other government entities should be allowed to shield information from disclosure. The Daily Camera sued in 2019, seeking the names of six finalists interviewed by the Board of Regents to replace the retiring university president, Bruce Benson. The job went to Mark Kennedy, who was the only candidate publicly identified by the university. The Colorado legislature had passed a bipartisan bill allowing certain government entities looking for a chief executive to release just a single finalist. Supporters of that bipartisan bill said government agencies lose talented candidates when they know their names will be publicized. Opponents, including the Colorado Press Association, say the public has a right to know who is being considered for a taxpayer-financed government position. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The city of Loveland has agreed to pay a $3 million settlement to an elderly woman with dementia violently arrested by local police last year. The arrest was over $14 worth of merchandise the woman allegedly took from a Walmart. During the arrest, the Loveland police officers threw the woman to the ground, broke her arm, and dislocated her shoulder. Later, as officers reviewed body cam footage of the arrest, police department video monitoring shows the officers laughing when hearing the sound of the shoulder dislocation. According to the Denver Post, the officers, who are no longer with the department, still face criminal charges, and the incident has brought about a third-party investigation into the police department. Also in Loveland, the 8th Judicial District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that a 19-year-old who was shot by a Loveland police officer while he was having a mental health crisis has died. On August 19th, officers responded to a 911 call asking for assistance with a male family member who was experiencing a mental health crisis and was, quote, actively damaging the home. The Denver Gazette reports that as officers arrived as the teen was breaking patio furniture, police body camera footage shows the teen moving toward an officer with a knife and not responding to police orders to put the knife down. According to the Denver Gazette, the officer is on paid administrative leave and the case is under review by the district attorney's office with a decision expected later in September. On Tuesday, 169 new Colorado laws went into effect. The Denver Post reports the most notable include a requirement of residents to report lost or stolen firearms, the allowance of bodies to be composted after death, the creation of a new prescription drug affordability board, and that several types of retailers must accept cash. State parks and public lands will also get more funding, as a discounted state park pass will automatically be added to most new or renewed vehicle registrations. The full list of legislation passed in 2021 is available at leg.colorado.gov. Yesterday, Denver ranked fifth as having the worst air quality among cities in the world, with an air quality index score of 120. This according to rankings by IQ Air. Widespread smoke is expected again today for the Denver-Boulder metropolitan region. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has issued an action day for multiple pollutants.